إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، Dear brothers and sisters, I have mentioned in a previous khutbah the story of Abel and Cain, Qabil and Habil, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, which was the story of the first murder in the history of humankind. I also mentioned the stand of Islam for blood to be sacred, and that one of the basic principles of Islam is to protect the lives of people in general, Muslims and people in general. After the story of Qabil and Habil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. Because of that, we have written upon the children of Israel, brothers, do you know that brothers, the brothers who are talking, if the khatib starts on the minbar, you should not be talking anything. Otherwise, it is as if you have not attended khutbah. It is not really the time for a chat. Jazakumullah khair. This is the basic principles of Jum'ah that you come every week for, Jazakumullah khair. Even playing with your mobile or with your keys. من مس الحصى فقد لغى. Even if you play with anything, you have to listen to the khatib. Subhanallah, these are the rules of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jazakumullah khairan. Because of that, we have written upon the children of Israel that whoever kills a soul without a soul or corruption on earth, it's as if he killed all mankind. And he who saves a life, it's as if he saved the lives of all mankind. Nevertheless, you may think that since the soul you carry in yourself is your own, that you may have the right for it. And that is not true. You have the obligation of sustaining and looking after yourself and looking after your life. To the extent that the fuqaha said that if you are in a situation where you are about to lose your wife, life, such as thirst or hunger, and you don't have anything but something haram, a haram substance, then some ulama say you have to consume it to save your own life. It is not that you can, but indeed you have to, because it is your obligation to save your own life. Some people may resort, وَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, to killing their own selves because of impatience, because of a period of depression, or losing a beloved one, or a job, or failing an exam. In the past, we used to think that this only happens in societies that are not religious, and the Muslims are far away from that. Nevertheless, I have witnessed personally, last year at Surrey University, suicide of 4 people. 2 of them are Muslims. One of the cases, I cannot say for sure. It looks to me, I was deeply involved in it, but the last report of the police, I have not read. So I, alhamdulillah, I still have the benefit of the doubt in that case of consumption of huge amounts of tranquilizers. Nevertheless, it does happen. And today, dear brothers and sisters, I'm talking about this subject. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من تردى من جبل فقتل نفسه فهو في نار جهنم يتردى فيه خالدا مخلدا فيها أبدا ومن قتل نفسه بحديدة فحديدته في يده يجأ بها في بطنه في نار جهنم خالدا مخلدا فيها أبدا ومن تحسى سما فقتل نفسه فسمه في يده يتحساه في نار جهنم خالدا مخلدا فيها أبدا. This hadith is narrated by Al-Bukhari, Muslim, An-Nasa'i, Al-Tirmidhi, Ibn Hibban and others. And if a person thinks that killing oneself is getting rid of the problem, they are very, very wrong. The Prophet ﷺ in this hadith, he says, whoever throws himself from a mountain or a cliff or indeed a high place and he or she dies, then that person will have a similar mountain or cliff or high building that in hellfire that they throw themselves forever and ever and ever. So thinking that, oh, I am in very deep trouble, I want to get out of it, then killing oneself is not really the answer to that. Look at the hadith. It is really the beginning of long-lasting punishment. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Also, it says that whoever consumes a poison and kills themselves, they will have a similar poison in hellfire, consuming it forever and ever and ever. خالداً مخلداً فيها أبداً. And whoever kills themselves with a metal, whatever that metal is, بحديدة, it could be a knife, it could be something sharp, it could be even a gun or whatever, then they will have a similar tool in hellfire, وَلَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, doing that to themselves forever and ever and ever. And in another hadith narrated by Thabit ibn al-Dhahhak, وَكَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الشَّجَرَةِ. These are the people who made bay'ah under the tree for the Prophet ﷺ, and they have a very special status in Islam and mentioned in Surah Al-Fath. Also, there are various groups of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated their status, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The 10 who are given the good news of being the people of Al-Jannah, Abu Bakr, wa Umar, wa Uthman, wa Ali, wa Sa'd, wa Sa'id, wa Talha, wa Zubayr, these people are the people of Al-Jannah. And if you look at their lives, you'll find that they have not spent a minute without getting nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, you are min ahli al-Jannah. You are to be in Al-Jannah. And Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if his iman was weighed against the iman of the whole Ummah, until the Day of Judgment, his iman is heavier. And yet, he did not spend a minute without being near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he did not take that as an excuse not to do. Let alone saying, Alhamdulillah, I am a Muslim, I say La ilaha illallah, I am okay. Inshallah, you are okay. You are on the way to Jannah. Yes, but you have to do what it takes. You have to do what La ilaha illallah tells you to do. And the same with the people of Badr and other groups of people. ما ضر عثمان بعد اليوم. عثمان رضي الله عنه, when he did a few things in Islam. One of them, he bought a well for the Muslims when they had a problem with water, and also he sponsored Jaysh al-Usra. He sponsored a whole army during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Thabit ibn al-Dhahhak is amongst the people who made bay'ah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam under the tree. What did he say? أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من حلف على ملة غير الإسلام فهو كما قال وليس على ابن آدم نذر فيما لا يملك ومن قتل نفسه بشيء في الدنيا عذب به يوم القيامة ومن لعن مؤمنا فهو كقتله ومن قذف مؤمنا بكفر فهو كقتله. متفق عليه. The Prophet ﷺ is narrated to have said, and this hadith in Al-Bukhari and Muslim and in others, whoever makes an oath على غير ملة الإسلام, you may find people who say, oh, I'll be a Hindu if I do or don't do that. I'll be a Sikh, I'll be a Christian, I'll be a Jew, I'll be this. So they say that they would be something outside Islam if they have or haven't done something. That is man halafa ala ghayri millati al-Islam. And the Prophet ﷺ, he says, whoever says that, he is what he said. Islam is not a joke, dear brothers and sisters, to say, oh, I'll be a kafir, or I'll be this or that. We need to be careful with what we say. And as the Sahabi radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet ﷺ, when he said, كف عنك هذا, be careful of this. And he took with his tongue. And he said, oh, Prophet of Allah, are we going to be reckoned for what we say? And he said, ثكلتك أمك يا معاذ. That was Ma'ad ibn Jabal, رضي الله عنه, as a young person that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was teaching him. And he said, وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ أَوْ مَنَاخِرِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. Really, what leads people into the hellfire is what they say, most of anything else. So we need to be careful of what we say. And also, if you make nadhr, which says that nadhr is, you make something which is not obligatory in your case, to be obligatory, to say, I will sacrifice a sheep, I will fast 10 days, I will make qiyam for a week. So you make it obligatory upon yourself while it is not. And you should not make it a condition of something else. You say, if I pass, I will sacrifice a camel, for example. You should not link it like that. As the Prophet ﷺ, he said, only the miserly do that. You should not make conditions with the nadhr. The nadhr is really to make something which is open, which is not obligatory, into being obligatory in your case. And the Prophet ﷺ says, he says, if you don't have it, you don't have to do it. If you say, inshallah, I will pay so much or sacrifice so much, and you couldn't do it, then you couldn't do it. And here what we are looking for, and whoever kills himself with something in this world, he will be punished with that thing in the hereafter. As in the hadith explains three types, if you like, of suicide, what we call suicide. And also whoever cares a believer, it is like killing him. And whoever say to a believer that you are a kafir, it's like killing him. Dear brothers and sisters, going through patches of depression, of being unhappy, losing a job, losing a beloved one, failing an exam, failing a degree, or anything that you like, is natural that we respond with some sort of being unhappy and maybe being depressed for a while. But if we leave it, we may get depressed for a longer while, and it may need to be addressed by a doctor. So how we go out of that? First of all, the hadith I mentioned to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. And do not kill yourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verily is being merciful with you. So that is no option. Remember, there is no option in getting out of that. What is then the option? Is to make tawakkul, to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get you out of that bad time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace you with whatever you lost, something even better, if you observe patience. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give good news to those who are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمْ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. If we observe patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely replace us with something good. We rely on Allah. We believe that whatever happens to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us if we observe patience. If not soon, later on in the hereafter. And definitely, if you look at your life, whenever you've been patient, whenever you accepted what happened to you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get you out of that. If you really look into your life or other people's lives. And sometimes, really, what you lost and what you think was bad, looking at it later on, you think, MashaAllah, that was the best thing that happened to me. You lose a job, you sit at home, and then you reflect, and then ultimately you come up with something, Allah will guide you to something, and then you get the job of your dreams, as they say. Or you start to think about other aspects of your life that you neglected. Albeit, you think of your deen sometimes. Say, oh, but I have not been observing what I should be doing. It's not that Allah punished you. Be careful of that analysis. But you really look and say, oh, but I'm not good to my parents. I don't observe the five times prayers. I should be a better Muslim. I'm not very charitable. I don't really read the Quran. I pray, but I never pray sunnah. I pray, but I never go to the musalla or to the masjid. And so on. So sometimes things happen around you, lead you to thinking and being a better person. And that's indeed the way we should look at anything around us, as individuals, as groups, and as ummah. At-tawbah. Repent. Make istighfar. Read Al-Quran. Again, make sure that you establish salah 5 times a day, starting with Al-Fajr. It is the key to your day. If you start with Al-Fajr, by the will of Allah, Allah will bless the rest of your day. بُورِكَ لِأُمَّتِي فِي بُكُورِهَا. The Prophet ﷺ made dua that Allah will bless the earlier parts of the day for his ummah. And the Sahabi who narrated the hadith, he said, I started to trade early in the morning and I made so much money. Sleeping too much, sleeping until noon, sleeping as much as we can sleep, is not really the way to deal with the life that we have. We need to deal with our problems. We need to get up early, pray Fajr, and face the day with tawakkul, and face the day with zeal and patience and hard work. And we'll see that, inshallah, our life will turn around. There are also, if you go through patches of being unhappy or being depressed and so on, there are a few hadiths that du'a that inshallah can help. And I'm not going to translate all the du'a because that is not the objective. If you want really the du'a for being depressed and unhappy, you can find that du'a in the adhkar and so on. But I just remind you, there are some that are very short, like La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. This is the du'a that the Prophet Yunus, peace be upon him, said while he was in the stomach of the fish that swallowed him. Also, there is du'a. اللهم إني عبدك وابن عبدك وابن أمتك ناصيتي بيدك ماض في حكمك عدل في قضاءك أسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن نور صدري وربيع قلبي وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي. It's a little bit long, but once you learn it, ما شاء الله, it's a very powerful hadith. Also, we should not resort to feeling that we wish to die. It is something that is maybe very human, if you like. Although we love, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. The problem, we resort to that because we are always in a hurry to get results. Whether the results are a little bit further away or nearer to us, we lose patience. وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-insan, human, generally, Muslim or otherwise, they supplicate and wish bad things as much as he or she, as they wish good things. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Because the nature of the human to wanting things fast and in a hurry. So what is the stance of Islam about that? Ammar ibn Yasir radiyallahu an is telling us a dua. Says that, Allahumma bi'ilmika al-ghayb wa qudratika ala al-khalq ahyini ma damat al-hayatu khayran li waqbidni idha alimta al-wafata khayran li. Sahih ibn Hibban. In the hadith, in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت لضر أصابة. إن كان محسنا لعله يزداد وإن كان مسيئا لعله يستعتب, يعني يستغفر. Do not wish death. If you are doing good, may Allah increase you in what you are doing. If you are not doing so good, sometimes you feel, yeah, I am a sinful person. I feel too bad. I am too much laden with sins. You feel it. You are honest with yourself, and it may be true, but alhamdulillah, there is a way out. There is tawbah, there is istighfar, there is dua. Allah will forgive you, and wala yubali. So we should really not resort to that. But the hadith says that if you have to do that, you make that dua, which I hope you don't really resort to using it. O Allah, with your knowledge of the unseen and your power upon your creation, make me live as long as life is good for me, and take me to you as long as you know that death is better for me. So anyway, even in this, you believe that it is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in the hands of the Creator to improve your life, to improve your situation, to help you get out of your depression and so on. Just one last thing I want to say. If you are a person who affected by some sort of depression, and that depression goes on for a long while, alhamdulillah, you do everything about it in the way I mentioned in this khutbah, you should really see a doctor. And unfortunately, in some of our societies, particularly amongst Muslim communities, they think of a stigma of someone seeing a psychologist or a doctor for that, or indeed taking some tablets to make them feel well. I urge everyone, the older ones and the younger ones, if you feel the urge to see the doctor, go and see the doctor. There is nothing wrong with that. It does not mean that your iman is low. Because this body is not just the physical part and the flesh that we can treat. It is also some soul that Islam should generally treat. But if it is left untreated, there is a scar. And alhamdulillah, in modern medicine, there are medication to make you happier, for OCD, for depression, for paranoia, and all sorts of things. It is, you should not let it and say, if I take that, I'll never get married. If I take that, my parents will think very bad of me or my friends. Don't do that. And also, a lot of these medications can help you get out of that period of time, and inshallah, you can live a better life and be a better Muslim as well. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف، واكسهم من عري يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم وارحم موتاهم، اللهم اجعلهم من الصادقين المرابطين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا، اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين، اللهم انصرهم على من قتلهم ودمر بيوتهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمهم وردهم إلى ديارهم، وانصرهم على الطغاة المجرمين ومن عاونهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم رد هذه الأمة إلى دينها ردا جميلا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.